Hello and welcome to another episode of Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I have the privilege and pleasure of introducing Trista Penn, who is involved with the Sharding Sphere project. Now, this is a fairly new project. This project became a top-level project in April of this year.
Correction, it was actually April of 2020, last year.
So it's still fairly young, but it's already producing releases, and it already has a fairly significant user and developer community. So this is pretty exciting to see projects growing this quickly. Trista, thank you so much for taking a moment to speak with us about this project.
Hello, everyone who is listening to or watching this show. Nice to meet you.
So let's start with a description of what the project is. I see on the project website that it is an ecosystem of distributed databases.
Yeah.
Can you give kind of an overview of what problem this solves and who might use it?
Apache Sharding Sphere is a top level of Apache project, and actually, as is an official website site, it's a distributed database ecosystem, and it provides many grateful features more than database sharding above the traditional DBMS like MySQL, PostgreSQL, Oracle or SQL Server, and other grateful traditional DBMS. Actually, it consists of two projects. First one is Sharding Sphere JDBC, which is a lightweight enhancement JDBC framework. Another one is the Sharding Sphere proxy. Actually, user can regard it as enhanced distributed MySQL or PostgreSQL server to use it. So we just want to say that we are not the simple database sharding, because we recreate this distributed system, make it become plausible to include more useful features like database sharding, SQL out, and data encryption or distributed transaction, and so on. So I guess that will help our users to solve a lot of issues about database.
Now, the name of this project kind of figuratively describes the project, but can you give us a little bit of background on the name and what you envision it meaning?
Many people, when they saw this name, they just think, wow, this project is just about how to do the database sharding. But I guess the Sophia, this word can give more meaning, because Sophia means an ecosystem. That's because we gradually found that we can do more than sharding, because Sharding Sophia can parse SQL, can know what's the meaning of each request, so they can provide more important features, like I said before. Therefore, I hope that Sophia, this word, to represent more database, more SQLs, more useful features, and more possibilities in the future.
What are you working on now? What can we expect in future releases?
Now the 5.0 GE has been released these days. So I recommend to our users, if you're interested in this project, you can have a try, because this release fixed many major bugs and also improved the important functions, and also have some highlight new features. So you can have a try. And about the milestone or futures plan, actually, we want to improve its architecture. And like I said, it's an ecosystem, so it can do more than sharding. I mean, a lot of people's interested about how to migrate your database into cloud. So that's a very important orientation for us to do. And the second one, that about elastic SQL out. Because as you know, many people will consider, wow, gradually along with the time or scenarios where become business become larger and popular. So how about our databases? We really want to provide some very simple solution to help user to do the elastic scale out in the future.
Do you have some examples of specific use cases, companies or people that are using Sharding Sphere and what they're using it for?
I can give two important and typical user case. First, it's about database sharding because we were born with this feature. And in area, this project is well established for a long time. And many companies like the local equivalents of Amazon or Facebook, they are using this project to solve the issues. First one is the sharding database, because everyone knows that every day the internet creates a massive data. So the companies have to solve this issue, how to store, manage and use their data into database and from the database. So maybe at the beginning you just have a small or only one standalone database, but along with the time your application becomes so popular, the one traditional database cannot accommodate so massive data, right? And also it cannot answer the requests or queries quickly, promptly. At this moment, you can consider splitting your large database into small ones, which are called shards. So Apache Sharding Sphere can help users to solve such issues automatically. Or users don't think about, wow, it's a terrible thing for us to by menu to solve these issues. Just to use Apache Sharding Sphere, they can help you do database sharding. So that's the important case. Another one, it's about data encryption, because everyone knows that user privacy is so important and it's a major issue for most of the companies. It's a headache for the companies. The database only can provide a simple data encryption feature. It cannot reach the requirements of the companies. But if companies develop this feature by themselves, you can know that a large company owns thousands of surveys, applications, websites. It's a very terrible thing for them to evolve themselves for thousands of the services. Apache Sharding Sphere can help user do data encryption efficiently. You just tell Apache Sharding Sphere which tables or which columns are expected to do data encryption, and Apache Sharding Sphere will automatically decrypt data and encrypt data. That will become simpler. So that's the very important user cases we receive from the community, because as far as I know that our community received 117 plus user cases from the large companies in Asia. So we really want to receive more feedback from global world, from overseas. So we welcome everyone.
In addition to, like every Apache project, you have your mailing lists. Is there somewhere else that your community is available for chatting or otherwise connecting with you?
As the Apache Tabular project, I guess mail list is the official and the best one to connect to us. And also because our repo is hosted at GitHub. So if you have some questions or want to do some contributions or have some wonderful ideas, you can raise some issues or open the discussion at the GitHub. So we will give your answer or give your feedback promptly. Apart from that, we also have Twitter. All of the news activities are posted, will be posted on our Twitter account. So if you're interested in this project or just about database, distributed database, open source, you can follow us on our Twitter accounts. The last official channel is about Slack, because sometimes we also need to talk on more detailed things, right? But I know many people just want to get the answer quickly or to share their ideas. Therefore, I guess this application Slack will be a best one for these guys to check with other contributors or committers or users. It's great.
So if you are watching or listening to this interview, all of that information is in the accompanying description, so you can join the community in those places. Tell us what's going on recently in the project. What news would you like to tell the community about?
As I said before, the 5.0 release is a very important one. We recommend users to have a try. And second one that we're preparing our first DV meetup online to welcome our users or anyone who's interested in this project to have some talk or listen to some talk. Another important thing we're preparing is that we really want to provide more chance, global chance, or meetup to receive more feedback from the overseas, from the global. So our community and PMCs are planning such activities. So you can just keep an eye on our Twitter account. Therefore, if we have an update, you can immediately know.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. And I wish you all best luck with your project.
Oh, thanks, Rage. And I know that most of the Apache projects, they are expecting to have some chance to present themselves to their users or to other audience. So very appreciate your efforts and time. And I hope that you finish your goal that to interview all of the Apache projects. That would take you many years, right?
Yes, I think I figured it would take at least 6 years to get through them all if we don't have any new ones.
Okay, good job. Keep going.
All right. Well, thank you again, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Have a good day.